From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The California recall election is less than 10 weeks away, and half a dozen candidates are offering themselves as possible replacements for Governor Gray Davis, should he be recalled. Any election in California has national implications, and both the White House and the Democratic Party are trying to decide how they can influence the outcome. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
With 35 million people and 55 electoral votes, California is the biggest political prize in the country. But Republicans have been almost completely shut out of power there in recent years. At present, not one Republican holds a statewide office. So the stakes for the National Republican Party are extremely high, says California Republican strategist Dan Schnur.
If Davis is removed from office, whether he is replaced by a Republican or another Democrat, the emotional jolt of energy that that gives to the Republican Party faithful is something that's going to be of real benefit to the president if he decides to compete in California during his reelection campaign.
But on the other hand, Schnur says,
if Davis survives the recall, it has a dispiriting effect on Republicans, certainly at the state level and potentially at the national level, particularly if the White House or RNC were to get involved.
If the RNC gets involved and the recall fails, the president could get blamed. Overt White House involvement would also allow Gray Davis to attack the recall as a Republican power grab orchestrated from Washington, D.C. That's one of the reasons national Republican officials are so wary about getting involved. And as former RNC Executive Director Scott Reed points out, the Republican Party has a long history of political failures in California.
All of the lessons about California go back to 1992 when President Bush, 41, and his campaign made a decision early on to write off California. That, we are 10 years, 12 years later, we're still feeling the repercussions of that because that hurt the party from the top of the ticket all the way down to the courthouse ticket.
For now, the official line at the White House is, we're staying out. Here's what President Bush said when he was asked about the recall yesterday.
I think the most important opinion is not mine, but it's the people of the California. Their opinion is what matters on the recall. It's their decision to decide whether or not there will be a recall, which they decided. Now they get to decide who the governor's going to be. And that's my only comment I got. Listen,
Bush himself has unpleasant memories of meddling in California politics. His hand-picked candidate for governor got trounced in the 2002 primary, and Al Gore beat him by 1.3 million votes in 2000. Scott Reed.
They got burned by California. You know, California is 3,000 miles away from Washington, and a lot of people don't understand it. And by them nationalizing it and making it a Bush referendum, that could be a downside for whoever the Republican candidate is right now. So I think they're being smart to stay back.
The National Democratic Party, on the other hand, is going to do everything it can to save Gray Davis's job. Here's Democratic Party Chair Terry McAuliffe.
We now have a threat in California of electing a governor who may not even get 20% of the vote that comes out on that day, who is anti-choice, anti-environment, anti-gun control, really out of the mainstream of California. So this is very important for us. We are mobilizing our forces all over to make sure that Gray Davis wins this election for the third time.
That argument will be harder to make if one Republican, Richard Reardon, the pro-choice, pro-gun control former mayor of Los Angeles, gets in the race. It will also be harder for Davis to survive if a well-known Democrat, Senator Dianne Feinstein, for instance, decides to break ranks and enter the race. So far, no Democrat has, but McAuliffe didn't sound so confident.
Well, there are no guarantees in politics. I can tell you we are unified today.
Of course, whoever wins the recall will have to make horribly unpopular decisions for a state on the brink of fiscal collapse. And that's why some Republicans, like Bill Whalen, a research fellow at the Hoover Institution and a former aide to Governor Pete Wilson, wonders whether recalling Davis is a good thing for the GOP.
What's wrong with having an unpopular Democrat in Albatross sitting in that job, doing it poorly, and building up momentum for Republicans to have a big sweeping victory in 2006? George Bush could come out to California next year, Mara, and have a very convenient message. And what is that? John Kerry, Howard Dean, Dick Gephardt, fill in the blank, wants to do to America what Gray Davis has done to California.
But that's a minority view. No matter what shape the state is in, most Republicans will gladly take the governorship of California if they can get it. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.